USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You look at our border is wide open. Illegal immigration is skyrocketing at a level that we've never seen before. And this is over a period of a few months. Drugs are pouring in. Gas prices are soaring. Our industries are being pillaged by foreign cyber attacks. That's a lack of respect for our country and for our leaders.
Former President Trump in North Carolina. Trump speaking at the North Carolina Republican State Convention. The former president continues.
Speaking of our leaders, they're bowing down to China. America is being demeaned and humiliated on the world stage. Our freedom is being overtaken by left-wing cancel culture.
Infrastructure talks expected to resume on Monday after President Biden rejected the latest Republican proposal. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new survey from Ramsey Solutions says 42% of consumers with debt say the pandemic has been a financial setback they don't think they can come back from, compared to 27% of people without consumer debt. The survey also found those without consumer debt, 45%, were more likely to save stimulus money than those with debt, which is 31%. Ramsey Solutions President Dave Ramsey making sense of those numbers on Fox News.
Obviously, if you've got debt, you're likely to use the money to pay your bills. And so, because, you know, you got more money going back out the door. And so, again, this points to what Ramsey's been doing for 30 years, getting people out of debt, because it puts you into a position of strength. And those that didn't have that were more likely to save their stimulus check, which, oh, by the way, stimulated nothing in the economy because it went into a savings account.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States should be aggressively investigating whether the COVID-19 virus originated from a lab in Wuhan, China. That's what ex-Clinton administration official and World Health Organization advisor Jamie Metzl believes. Metzl, a self-described progressive, says he was offended when he'd be frequently dismissed as a conspiracy theorist by other scientists and mainstream media outlets. Metzl believes the United States and other countries have been dragging their feet on properly investigating his claim because of China's deep political influence.
Early last year, I was looking at the evidence, and there was this fake consensus, I felt, saying, well, we know something that nobody knew, that it was a natural origin. And I was looking at all of the data that was suggesting to me that a lab incident origin was really possible. And I started asking those questions, and I think everybody should have been asking those questions. Some were, but there was a forced consensus that was pushed by, certainly by the Chinese, but by a small number of scientists who had very significant conflicts of interest. And unfortunately, we collectively allowed a fake consensus to emerge. And I think that stifled some very healthy question asking.
Metzl's comments courtesy of Fox News. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.